Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Yep, that's me, Brilliant Ideas, a big spender in Walmart. Hello, Laurie. Hello, Brian.
Good evening.
No, that girl or Arjuna Genie Portia Pavetti's father, nothing today?
No, I try to keep you guys guessing, changing it up. Got to do something different. Welcome to the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, where we do this every Sunday evening between 8 and 8:45 because we're lazy and we only want to do it for 45 minutes and don't want to do it anymore on Saturdays.
Hello? Oh, boy. Brian, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Shall we talk?
I can hear you. I guess you better talk because I think Brilliant is his phone. And I told him he needs to go get it checked out because when I was in New Jersey, I was calling him. We kept dropping calls. So I think there's something going on with his phone. So I'm sure he'll call us back in a second. But anyway, so
yeah,
how are you?
I know. I spoke to him earlier this week, too. And it was like he was afraid the call was going to get dropped. So I keep telling him to get a new cup and string, but he won't listen. I don't know. Laurie, we may have to have Christmas come really, really soon this year for him.
I think so. Well, his contract, I think, is up in August, so I think he's waiting for that. So we'll see. But in the meantime, Brian, do you have any food news? Because I know I have a few things, as people might know. I don't know what you guys talked about last week.
I have a good dark side thing that I hope he can at least hear us. I don't know if he can hear us or talk to us, but I need to actually make a plug for one of my clients.
Hey, guys, I'm back. I hate freaking Blog Talk Radio. Let me just tell you, I hate Blog Talk Radio.
Are you sure it's not your phone? Because we were getting dropped calls all week when I was in Jersey.
No, it's not the call. It's not my phone. It's freaking Blog Talk Radio. Did I miss anything?
Before you rudely interrupted us, Lori and I were having a wonderful conversation about my latest dark side moment.
And what was your latest? I was going to tell you my dark side moment before Blog Talk Radio cut me off, the host of the show. What was your?
Well, Brian's now first, so you have to wait.
That's right. You're now in the host queue.
God, I hate this.
So anyway, I have to make a quick plug for one of my clients. The restaurant's called Mama Mia's in Shenandoah, VA. If you're ever in Shenandoah, you've got to go eat the food there. The restaurant is run by two brothers. I actually was a catalyst in convincing the father to let them, you know, do their own thing, and he should enjoy his retirement. But the one of the brothers is the chef, and they post constantly on Facebook. And I'm looking at pictures the other day, and I'm like, he made a pork belly burger.
You're kidding.
So it's a combination of ground pork belly and ground beef. And I'm like, I have to have this damn burger. So I was out there Thursday, and I had the pork belly burger. And, of course, I had to amplify it by adding bacon to it.
Of course.
It was the best thing I've ever had. You know, I've
really?
Had pork burgers before, but this was like, it was a perfect, perfect combination.
And where did you get this from?
Mama Mia's, right?
It's called, the restaurant's called Mama Mia's, and they're in Shenandoah, Virginia. So they're
in
the Shenandoah Valley.
Go there.
That doesn't really officially count, though.
No. What do you mean it doesn't count?
Yeah, what do you mean it doesn't count for what?
It doesn't count for Dark Side because you have to eat at a fast food establishment that we all know. No one
no.
in the freaking world
oh,
knows
stop.
Mama
Mia's
in Canada.
No,
I ate
you
fast.
Can change the rules. No.
I
you
ate fast. And got
can
back on the road.
Mine's better. Can I tell you mine? And this is a fast food establishment that we all know. Hardee's and Carl's Jr. Unbelievable. The El Diablo thick burger. Have you had it, Brian?
I haven't had that one yet. Is it the newest one?
Yes. Half pound of black Angus beef, which was really good, jalapeno poppers, pepper jack cheese, habanero sauce, bacon, sliced jalapenos on a fresh baked bun. Let me tell you, Dark Side is at its best.
I will definitely have to go. That sounds like it's way over your head because you don't like hot.
Oh, let me tell
you,
my mouth was steaming.
Hot,
my lips were burning for like an hour, but it was fantastic. I drank two large iced teas because it was so hot. But, folks, if you get a chance to have this burger, it's only a limited time. Oh, my God. The poppers, the jalapeno poppers, they're actually fried poppers that they put on top of the burger just
oh
above
my gosh.
The bacon.
How many calories is that?
Yeah.
You got to Google that, Brian.
Yeah, do you remember for a short while when they had those, like, jalapeno chips that were like fries, but they were
yes.
jalapenos?
Oh, yeah, they were the same way. They
yes.
were hot, too.
Oh, man. And it was like you could get those rather than fries with your burger when they were featuring them. And I'm like, I would order them.
Whenever
like,
I go to New Jersey, you guys just, I don't know what it is. Whenever I go away to New Jersey, it's like the dark side gets darker and darker and darker.
It
well,
does,
that's
and
because
and
we
Friday,
don't have you to
Friday,
keep you in, us in line.
And Friday I was at Denny's and had a Grand Slam breakfast, so there you go.
Oh,
hey, by the way, before I got rudely interrupted by the freaking Blog Talk Radio system, I didn't mention we have a guest tonight who will be calling in about 10 or 11 minutes, Dave Benjamin, the owner of Hot Box Grills, will be joining us for about 10 or 15 minutes to talk about his product. Pretty cool, actually. And so stay tuned to that.
I want one.
Yeah,
I
it's
definitely
really
want
neat.
One.
I like it. I like it. Looking at his website, I kind of like that. You may have to talk to Dave about working out a deal here. It looks very interesting. It's a small grill you can put on your countertop. It's made in the USA. And so kind of interesting. So he'll be joining
it's
us in about
very,
minutes.
Very cool. It's very
cool.
You
could cool. put it on
your
countertop
and
in your kitchen?
Yeah.
No. Did I say that?
No.
I meant like your picnic table.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think with the way it's designed, the heat will not transfer to whatever surface you have it standing on.
Speaking of that,
because
though,
you've got it far enough off the ground. whatever.
But speaking of that, though, years ago in the 1990s when I was in Virginia, we had an ice storm. And you probably remember this, Brian. And our lights, it was right around Christmas time, and our lights, electricity were out for, like, I think something like 20 days. So I had the bright idea of cooking on my hibachi grill in my kitchen with the window open. Don't ever do that, by the way.
You heard it first on Brilliant Ideas Radio.
It was so damn cold in our house that our fish aquarium upstairs froze and the fish all died. But anyway, I tried to cook on the hibachi grill. I actually opened the window and I hung it out like over the sink on the the windowsill, but don't ever do that. Okay, one other thing, too, I got to follow up on something on OMG GMOs. I got a couple of cool articles from some people who listen to the show. And first of all, let me just say one thing. GMOs are not like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Remember that movie? People kind of think that I think that's what's going to happen to us because of GMOs, and I don't agree. But let me just reiterate what I said a few weeks ago. GMOs, genetically modified organisms for plants, are done for resistance of viruses, to fight off insects, and to also give a longer shelf life and a better yield. That's the intentions of GMO. It's nothing in the laboratory where they're trying to make Frankenstein or Invasion of the Body Snatchers, like I mentioned before. So it cracks me up. I'm getting all this crap. I'm getting these emails from people who don't agree with my philosophy. Fine, I don't care. But one thing I did want to follow up on, in Rhode Island, Representative Dennis, I don't know what his name is, Karachi or something like that, Cockabutt, I don't know what his name is, required, he's actually put out a, not what you call it, I guess he's trying to pass a law that requires all producers to put a label on packages. But here's the catch. There has to be 5 nearby states to also approve it. Massachusetts is also considering it. Representative Paul, I think it's Schmidt, I think it's his name. And they're trying to pass this law to put labels on the food. And by the way, after I've done further investigating, we'd be better off putting labels on the food that do not have GMOs, not the ones that have GMOs. Unless you're in the label business, then you can make a ton of money. But why put labels on most of the things have GMOs in them? So I say put labels on the things that don't have GMOs. That makes more sense to me. Anyway, that was just a follow-up. Thank you for all your articles and all your concern. And you know what? Everybody's got an opinion like a belly button. So if you don't agree with me, I don't care. But I think it's ridiculous. Okay. Laura, do you have any food news?
Oh, boy, I was waiting for that. Well, as you know,
I've
I was away. I'm thinking.
If you don't.
I have a cute little tit. I have a cute little tidbit. So just real quick, do you guys like oranges?
Of course.
Brilliant. You like oranges.
I even like the genetically modified ones. I don't have any teeth.
So do I.
Are they still orange? Are they like purple and green? Or, you know,
no, but they are orange, but they glow a lot more.
Well, anyway, do you know what rhymes with orange?
I knew the answer to this.
You do.
All right, enlighten us.
Okay, nothing. It is the only word in the English language that doesn't rhyme. And you know, everyone knows, I mean, most people know that when I write my children's books, they all rhyme because I can rhyme, like, you know, in seconds. I'm very quick. And I heard that. I'm going, let me see. Oh, my gosh, orange. Well, I couldn't think of anything. I couldn't think of it. And then that's when you said nothing. I found that out.
That
you can't rhyme with. Orange. So I'm thinking, okay, I better not use that word at the end of the sentence when I write my children's books.
Yeah, good idea.
I guess your children will never eat any oranges then.
Oh, eat oranges, but I got to rhyme it with another word at the end. I'll use banana. Can ya? Banana.
Speaking of the food, babe, which we really weren't, but. if you saw my...
I was wondering when that would come out.
If you saw my post on Facebook...
This blows my mind, I have to admit.
Unbelievable. I had two posts on Facebook. The first one is just unfreaking believable. She actually posted on Twitter, I think that's where it was, that we shouldn't get flu shots, because flu shots in the past were used for genocide, and we need to be aware of getting flu shots. You know, the fact that 33,000 people die of flu every year, I think this is stupid that she's saying this. And, you know, especially the young and the old. Now, I don't get one. I haven't gotten a flu shot in forever.
Neither have I.
And I don't do it because I think if you pump yourself with too much of that stuff, you tend to get sicker more, if that's a word, sicker, I think it is. But you get sick more, and people and young people probably should get flu shots because those are the people who usually die from the flu. But, yep, she basically said you should not get the flu shot because it was used in the past for genocide, and beware of taking the flu shot. And then the other thing, this guy, well, actually it's a woman who wrote this blog that I just love, love, love. If you haven't had a chance, I'm not going to read it to you, but you've got to go to my Facebook page, click on the link. There's a post there, and the blog is called, it says, the actual title is "The Food Babe Blogger is Full of Shit," and I say amen to that. Read that blog when you get a chance, because it enlightens you on things like the flu shot and other things about what this lady is going out, the food babe going out and telling people, and it's not based on true science. And all those people who follow her, hey, knock yourself out. I'm not saying everything she says is wrong, just the majority of it's wrong. And and I think she's just strong-arming people to make money. That's my own personal opinion, and that's just an opinion, and it's not an attack. So you know, don't get your panties in a wad. But it's just that, you know, I believe in science, and I think a lot of the stuff that's happening out there. So she's, you know, she takes these little buzzwords, and she just twists true science. And if you want to believe all that, you know, be like sheep and follow her over the mountain and off the side of the cliff. Knock yourself out. Anyway, Brian, do you want to add anything about the food, babe?
Well, funny thing is that, you know, I've totally resisted and resisted and resisted looking at this woman's page. Because, I mean, here's where you and I definitely agree, and I totally trust your opinion on this. But after you posted twice regarding her, I had to go on the wall. And the first post I see is, like, she's in discussions. She's in negotiations with an electronics company about producing a line of organic headphones. so that they will not have magnets in them to disrupt your brainwave activity. Plus,
wow.
She's also working on development of some kind of special sleeve that absorbs radiation from your cell phone.
Didn't they prove that a long time ago that that wasn't true?
I mean, you know, and it's unfortunate that there are too many people out there that will just eat this stuff up and believe anything that anybody tells them. You know, it's just like, you know, like we always say, go out and do your own damn research and get some facts and don't believe what everybody tells you.
You know,
it's just
taking a gazillion dollars doing this too, you know.
Yeah. Well, how can we get in on this? Can we get
know.
In on this going
I
in
don't want to get
direction?
In on this. I would never want to be her. I would never want to get in on this. I would be so afraid.
I'm talking about just capitalizing on going in the opposite direction.
Oh.
Well, I can tell you, we're not making a gazillion dollars going against her. So, yeah, I wish we could figure out how to do it.
No, but that flu shot comment, I tell you, I don't know. I would be so afraid to put myself out on a limb like that and say something like that and just tell people not to get the flu shot. I can't even, I mean, these older people, my mother included, my father when he was alive, I mean, these people, you know, gosh, they could have died years ago if they got the flu without getting the flu shot. I don't even, I don't even know where she's coming from with that.
Well, she doesn't know either. I don't know. I think sometimes she drinks at night. So do I. But she just posts things. I read somewhere she has attacked, I think the number, and I may be off my number, I think she has attacked 368 different products by different companies, saying that they're, you know, they have poisons in them. She uses the word toxins quite a bit, too. That's her favorite word.
Oh, yeah, it's her favorite word.
So I don't know. I think people need to be careful following somebody who truly is not a scientist and thinks she is. Now, she has people on her staff that are scientists, but she also has a lot of people on her staff who are these special interest groups who are trying to get their point out there and whatever. I'm just saying you need to don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yep.
You might be wearing tennis shoes one day. sleeping on the bunk. What was that place called? We got people that drank the Kool-Aid. What was that called years ago?
What's his name?
Jim somebody.
Yes, Jim.
Look that up,
Brian.
I'm lost. I'm lost.
Wasn't it Jim Jones?
I don't know.
No, it was.
Look it up, somebody.
Oh, my gosh. I got
a radio show to do. Why don't you somebody look it up? Hey, by the way, we've got our...
except you know what? The Food Babes Facebook wall just locked up my computer. I don't know what the hell's going on. She found us.
Believe it or not, she has not banned me yet. There is a group called Banned by the Food Babe, and I've made some nasty comments, and I have not been banned yet. I don't know why. I guess I'm sliding through somehow.
No, you haven't made nasty comments like that. You always cover yourself and say, look, this is just my opinion, and I think you need to go out and do your own research before you listen to one person who thinks she knows everything.
Yeah,
That's
but
all.
See,
I mean,
she doesn't like that. She usually bans people who don't agree with her. And, of course, you know, I'm peanuts compared to her, but it's whenever I posted things, I haven't been banned yet. There's a whole crew. There's about 700 people have been banned because they didn't like what she said and make comments on her Facebook page, and then they get all of a sudden blocked. They can still see her page, but they're not allowed to make any comments. So, anyway, our guest is waiting in the wings. I guess we better go do that because that's why he's waiting in the wings. As I said at the beginning of the show, well, at least I tried to before Blog Talk Radio cut me off, Dave Benjamin, the owner of Hot Box Grills, is joining us tonight. And he's got really a cool product. And if everything's working right here, let's click this button. And Dave, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. Yes, thank you for
having me on.
We love your grill, by the way. And I got to ask you right off the bat, Dave. I mean, hot box grill, I get the concept, and I see why it's called a hot box, but have you ever thought about, you know, hot boxes? Isn't that where they put prisoners when they're when they're trying to get information out of them? They put them in the hot box?
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. But actually, hot box is what the food goes into in restaurants if they're doing big
Big
banquets and stuff. They put it, the food in the hot box and keep it hot before they serve. So I guess whatever you want to say. I don't know how this whole name came about, but it was sort of a, I don't know, kind of a family, kind of a vote, and I won. Because I like the name.
Obviously, you have no prisoners in your family, so that's why the name went well. But no, I know I actually do like the name. And so, tell us about you started. How long ago did you start this grill? And I know it's made in the USA, but when did you actually start?
Right. Well, I kind of started design back end of 2009 actually, and then we prototyped and got the thing started in 2010. And did a lot of testing all through 10 and into 11. And, just got to a point where we just gradually kind of brought the product out and tested it and sold what I would call bench-made units as we started up. And a bench-made unit is basically just that. It's, it's a design that you put together in a manufacturing area that we have that's kind of made by hand. It's kind of a custom-built thing. And it just progressed from there where we eventually had in 2012, kind of put together a our shop forms. The shop form is basically what everybody uses. Weber, for instance, they have a form, a shop form, and that form basically makes every grill the same. You know, so you want to be consistent, you want to have quality control. So in the 12 and in the 13, you know, we basically started, you know, trying to keep things consistent. And slow process, like a lot of businesses that are out there, it's a slow process of development and testing and tweaking here and there. And we did a redesign just last year. Originally, the hot box grill, we have adjustable charcoal trays or adjustable food, charcoal levels inside the firebox itself. And we don't have just one charcoal tray. We have it broken down into a third. So you can take a third and then go up on the higher shelf and take two down low. You can move these charcoal trays up and down. And the same with the food grates. Originally, you had to basically drop one of the panels in order to make the adjustments. Our new design that we came up with last summer now makes it a lot user-friendly because once you assemble the firebox, you can make all your adjustments without having to actually open a panel. We have a video on our website that kind of shows how you can make the adjustments. When I originally designed it, we did a lot of tailgating, and there was just a lot of cheap stuff out there that really didn't seem to fit the bill, and kind of looking for something that you know, that had a little bit of quality built into it and had some versatility built into it. And what it is today is I think a product that we're pretty proud of right now.
So it's actually pretty new. And if people want to find this, they can go to your website, which I've listed here on our show, which is hotboxgrills.com, and they can click on the link and take them straight to it. Can you buy it in retail stores or strictly on the website now?
Right now we're strictly website. You know, I've developed a couple of retail stores up in our area where we manufacture the hot box grill, but most of our sales are just right now on internet. So, you know, go to our website and make a purchase and plug in your numbers for shipping. That's always kind of another hard egg to crack with a lot of businesses is shipping costs and what it takes to
what size are these grills?
The actual firebox size is 24 inches long and 18 inches deep, and about 18 inches wide, and then about 9 inches deep. And inside the firebox, we have a full ash pan. Let me back up a little bit here. Like my thought when I tried to design this thing was to make it easy to use, but something that you could actually fold up into a little more compact area, because a lot of the portables that I kind of came across in our tailgating era when our kids were in college, there just wasn't anything out there that had size. So we've got about 360 square inches of cooking surface, and then on top of the 360 square inches of cooking surface, you can do different levels. So you can put a 17-pound turkey in this.
No kidding.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you can, throw this in your trunk, right? It doesn't have, legs or anything on it. You can actually just throw it in your trunk of your
car? What it has is it's got three-inch tall stainless steel legs. So it sits up off your table or off your tailgate 3 inches. And everything you can do, the whole thing is without having to use screwdrivers and pliers, because that was always a problem too, is packing tools to put some of the stuff together. The whole grill basically assembles with 4 attachment knobs. They're just thumb attachment knobs. You can see it quite easily online. The legs just screw on by hand. The firebox assembles in under 5 minutes. You're up and running. You're done, because the hood is basically pre-assembled. And our firebox has got a vent on either side. And then our hood, which sits on top, that's got 2 vents as well. So it's got a lot of control for heat and smoke, and being able to, you know, control the internal temperature, and that's pretty important. And the steel that we use, which is a galvanneal steel, which is what the car industries use, is a heavy-duty steel that we, you know, put a powder coat to, a high-temperature powder coat. So it really holds the heat as well. And the original design was pretty much, hey, let's just make a tailgate grill. And it turned out to be not only just a grill, but it turned out to be a pretty good little smoker, too, because it really holds the heat. It'll hold the heat for 5-6 hours straight.
Really?
Unbelievable.
You've pretty much gone through all the benefits of it. I was going to tell you to give us kind of a sales pitch as to why people should buy your grill, because, you know, everybody's tried the Big Green Eggs and the Weber's,
yep,
and all the different things out there. So the advantages to this, it's portable, it's easy to put together, it has the three layers, it's got a large firebox, it's, you know, it's basically inexpensive too. So I guess what other pointers should people be looking for? In other words, if they're looking for a grill, why would they want to buy yours versus some of the other more expensive grills?
Well, when I built it for what I want, you know, what I was looking for. I mean, every product's not for everybody, because there's a lot of really great products out there. They just all do, you know, something a little different. And I had a couple of top-line problems that I wanted to solve, and one of them was something that was big enough to serve a lot of people. With 360 square inches and being able to put two beer can chickens in there and smoke 20 pounds of pork, but that's a good size grill. I can put on 24 to 30 burgers on this thing. So size was the one thing. But the other thing, too, was I know a lot of people with decks, they can't afford to put on a, you know, a 20 by 30 deck. And sometimes when I had my old Brinkman, which is on, you know, rollers, they're nice grills, but they take up a lot of space.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, you're not grilling, you think, you know, this is in the way. It's just kind of bulky. It's in the way. You can't do nothing with it. I thought, wouldn't it be nice to have a decent-sized grill that if you just wanted the space, you could just move it off the grill or store it for the winter if you don't like to do winter grilling. And that was the other kind of idea I had behind the design, was put together something that was quality built, that was big enough that you could feed, you know, a family and a group of 10 people, but also something that you could just easily pack up and either store or basically get off your deck. And the other thing, too, is cleaning grills. I don't know if you guys, you know, you've probably been involved with charcoal grills before. How do you clean it?
Right.
They're kind of a pain, you know. You get inside, you scrape them, you have to, you know, kind of get your knuckles all bent out of shape trying to scrape some of the junk out of there. It's a fight. And with a hot box, once you drop, you just basically drop all four sides. And you can, it's so easy just to spray out and take a little bristle brush or something to just kind of scrape it out. You spray it out, let it dry, you're done. And
so all the sides fold down.
All four sides. Once you release those, once you release the two knobs on either side, there's two knobs on either side, just hand turn knobs. You take those off, all four sides fold down and completely out. It's just wide open.
Interesting.
And really.
I gotta see this video. I can't wait to see it. It sounds so cool.
Yeah, I was trying to do the video, but my computer wasn't working, so I'll have to check that out after the show. And Brian, even though I picked on his name, Hot Box Grills, and he probably doesn't like us anymore, do you have any questions to ask before you
No,
before
but
David?
I was going to say that I did watch the video and was really impressed. And what you had commented on as far as storage is concerned is, you know, I have the same situation. I have a small deck. It's a bi-level deck, and the second,
right,
you know, the lower level is a small level that barely, you know, it's like my grill takes up that level. And
right,
then, you know, we have to take it in for the winter time. I actually had to build ramps to put on the steps to get the thing down off of my deck. I could see using this as my grill every day, you know, because then you could fold it up. I saw that it all, you know, kind of fits inside the lid the way you had it, and then goes into a bag, and, you know, you put it in the garage and and take it out the next time you need it. So I think it's fantastic. I just think it's a great design, a great idea.
And we're kind of moving forward with some other designs too. We're trying to develop 20-inch extension legs that you could actually clip on real easily over the existing tailgate legs to bring that. Sometimes people want that height. It's a basic tabletop, you know. But a lot of people that we sell to either get a table or they build one. But we're trying to come up with some other products. And the first one we're working on is extension legs. We're redesigning our carrying cases now. And we're looking at side tables. And now we're also looking at developing a smaller grill, one-third less the size. But both grills will have interchangeable charcoal trays and food grates. So, you know, we're young. We're a young company. Just, you know, like a lot of them, we're just trying to develop and keep the spark going. Yeah.
Well,
you
Dave,
know,
as a table goes, just make it like those old fashioned TV trays. Just, you know, pop it in. You know, we have the tray and the actual legs, and it folds out. And make it heavy duty. Of course, you couldn't put it on a TV tray, but make it so it's portable and little legs, and that would probably work. We got to run because we're almost out of time. I wanted to, you know, thank you for being on our show. Everybody check out, this is a really cool grill, hotboxgrill.com.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, thank you for joining us, and check out his product on his website, and go get yourself a hotbox grill, and let us know when you come out with some new products. You're always welcome on the show.
Yeah, love it. All the best to you.
We sure will. Thank you.
You guys have me on.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Everybody check out his website. Go find yourself a hot box grill. And we're almost out of time, believe it or not. I've got one quick story I want to run by you guys because these things crack me up. Brian, do you use toilet paper?
No. What did you want me to answer?
I'm going back to Jersey. You guys are on your own.
Yeah, Laurie, he might bring up that word. So maybe you better leave.
Well, I just found out, this is breaking news, this just happened yesterday, Kimberly Clark, and this is not really food related, but in a way it is, Kimberly Clark is coming out with their new Green Harvest toilet paper. Have you heard about it?
No.
Anyway, it's made from wheat straw, and you know, right there, that scares me, putting wheat straw where toilet paper goes. But anyway, instead of using trees, and this is for the environment reasons, they're going to be using wheat straw. I didn't realize there's a whole bunch of wheat straw that's left over year after year that just rots in the field. So they have figured out a way to make toilet paper out of wheat straw, and it's a cellulosic plant material, and they will be making that and coming out with it in 2015, and they won't be plowing all the wheat straw back into the ground, and so there's something to look forward to, and it's going to also probably raise the cost of your bread. The more I thought about it is because there's going to probably be a run on wheat straw toilet paper, so your bread prices are going to probably go up.
Yeah. I wonder if the food babe is behind this.
Probably. Mm-hmm. She's probably getting a cut somewhere. We need to figure out how to get on that deal. Anyway.
Yeah, wait a second.
What?
That wheat may have been grown with genetically modified soil.
Well, there you go.
So
you know, we learned that 90% of wheat.
Maybe we,
yeah,
maybe
there you
we
go.
Can't get behind it.
And hey, no pun intended, get behind the toilet paper. Okay, anyway.
Oh, boy. You probably couldn't say that last line.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. All right, guys, we're almost out of time, and thank you for joining us each and every Sunday here on our Crazy Food Show. We appreciate all your support. You know where we are if you need us. If you want to check out our old shows, they're always there for replay. I don't know how many times I have to say this. You do not have to listen to the show live. You can hear it on replay anytime. All of our old shows are archived there. And we thank Dave Benjamin for joining us on the show. And check out Hotbox Grills. It's hotboxgrills.com. Just click on the link. and go there. Next week, we're working on a special, I think, for next week that I haven't told Laurie yet either, but it's a singing group, and I'm actually going to make the show for an hour if we get this all lined up. I'm not going to say anything more. You just got to join us because, well, Brian, you're probably going to shoot yourself, but it's my kind of music. And we've got an exclusive, I think, we're working on to have them on the show. So next Sunday, can't tell you anything more, but it's going to be a great show. It's going to be mostly music, and then we're going to be talking some barbecue and some other things. So anyway, did you guys have anything else you want to add before?
No, wait. I have something to say about that. You want to bring a group on that's your kind of music,
yeah?
Okay. And you want to make the show 15 minutes longer, I think I need to renegotiate my contract on this deal.
Well, no, here's why, because they've got an album that actually takes a whole hour to do. And actually, I don't think we can squeeze it in an hour, but I love their music so much. I listen to all 13 songs, and I love every one of them. So they want to do the whole album. So it's going to be basically, here's their song, and then we're going to say, eat some barbecue, and then we're going to switch to a new song, and then we're going to be talking a little bit about more food. But it's going to be mostly music, and I think everyone will love it. You're going to have an open mind, I will tell you that. And that's all I'm telling you. It's a tease.
Hey,
Laurie,
I'm friends with you. That's an open mind enough.
Laurie, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, I think I'm done.
Nope.
All right. Well, we got to go. Everyone join us again next Sunday, 8 o'clock till 8. Well, actually, it might be till 9 o'clock next week, and we'll see you next Sunday. Have a nice week coming up, and we will see you then. And, of course, I got to play Laurie's I Want to Be Happy song from her new Happy Books. And, by the way, myhappybooks.com, be looking for that because the children's books are coming out soon. We're almost done. Mm-hmm. Yay, Laurie. So everyone, have a nice week. We'll see you next week. I want to be happy. Later.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? Living when we are mercy giving, why can't I give some to you?